Last weekend, the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Cleveland Cavaliers formally announced a three-team trade that sent All-Star forward Kevin Love to Cleveland to play alongside LeBron James. In return, Minnesota has acquired Andrew Wiggins and Anthony Bennett, the number one picks in the last two NBA drafts, as well as former Philadelphia power forward Thaddeus Young. While many Cavs fans feel the Cavaliers' first-ever NBA title is imminent, Minnesotans are left to wonder if the latest purge gets the T-Wolves any closer to the playoffs or even respectability. Joining me is Jerry Zagoda of the Minneapolis Star-Tribune. Jerry, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
How are Timberwolves fans reacting to the trade of the team's best player?
Well, I think everybody in the world just wants a reason to hope, don't they? And this has given most of them. Certainly more fans are excited about it. If you've been out to the Minnesota State Fair last week where they introduced all three players, it was quite a scene. The thing draws 150,000 people a day, and there were hundreds of people gathered around the stage when they introduced them, and actually there was some energy about a Timberwolves move. But, I mean, there are some people who I'm sure think they should just board up Target Center, who think Kevin Love did the right thing by getting out of here because this franchise is so dysfunctional and mismanaged. But the majority, they bought into the promise of Andrew Wiggins. I mean, he's the key to this deal. If he's a great player, it's a great deal for them. And if he's an average player or just a good player, then it probably isn't. So I think people are ready to move on and to believe there's something better out there.
Well, tell me more about the Minnesota State Fair appearance. Did the players come out in uniform and toss basketballs to each other, or was it more dignified than that?
No, they just had a little stage set up. Every media outlet in the state has a booth out there. And they took over one of the TV stations and put four of them up on director's chairs and were introduced by their radio broadcast guy, and then the media got a chance to ask questions, and the fans got a chance to cheer them, and then they all went off in their own ways and fled down the big slide and ate pronto pups and alligator on a stick, and so the people followed along behind them.
Back in 2007, Minnesota traded Kevin Garnett to Boston, where he helped the Celtics to the 2008 NBA title and to reach the finals in 2010. How will T-Wolves fans react if Cleveland wins the title this season and Love is a key contributor?
Well, they'll probably be surprised, but with LeBron James, they won't be. I mean, the question is what kind of superstar Kevin Love is, and that's probably the perfect place for him. He's probably a number two guy on a team, not a number one guy. I'm sure Minnesotans will take it with their usual, no, woe is us, but I guess it all depends on how this Wolves team does. If there's promise and you got Ricky Rubio throwing lobs to Wiggins and Thaddeus Young and Zach LaVine, who they drafted this year, I think people will probably forgive that. I'm not sure if the Cavs will get there this year, probably next year. It seems like it always takes teams 1 year to kind of feel each other out before they're ready to make that leap.
With Kevin Love, the Timberwolves finished last season at 40-42. They haven't made the playoffs in 11 seasons, and it sounds as if perhaps you think maybe next season they won't make the playoffs again.
They're going to have to take a little bit of a step back. I mean, I don't think it's going to be as big as some people think. I think I've read stuff where, you know, people are predicting they'll be the worst team in the West, and, you know, I don't think they're going back to the days of 20 victories or 15 victories. So now you add three or four athletic guys. They should be much better defensively. Wiggins has the potential to be a really good defensive player. So if they do that, I mean, I don't think they take a huge step back, but in the West, you know, New Orleans is better. You know, lots of teams are getting better. I probably don't see this year, but they're probably 2 or 3 years away from that.
Jerry Zagoda covers the Minnesota Timberwolves for the Minneapolis Star-Tribune. Jerry, thank you very much for speaking with me.